WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News New Orleans crash. I'm Brian Clark. 10 people are dead. 30 were taken to hospitals after authorities in New Orleans say someone intentionally drove into a crowd on Canal and Bourbon Street.
The French Quarter was packed with New Year's Eve and Sugar Bowl revelers as midnight rang in 2025. About 3 hours later, the crowd was still thick on Bourbon Street when, according to police, the driver of a pickup truck or SUV intentionally plowed through the throng of people. Investigators tell ABC News the driver sped away. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The FBI is assisting in the investigation. That driver still at large. Bourbon Street's a focal point of the New Orleans tourism scene. And today, the city hosts the Sugar Bowl college football playoff quarterfinal game between Georgia and Notre Dame. Again, 10 people are dead, 30 hurt and taken to hospitals after a vehicle drove through a crowd in New Orleans. The driver is still at large. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. A hospital merger in Black River Falls, Crone Clinic and Black River Memorial Hospital are combining into Black River Health effective immediately. The hope is that the merger can better serve Jackson County, which reports show has worse health outcomes than the average county in Wisconsin. Madison police say someone stole about $20,000 of NBA jerseys from a local store there. It happened Saturday at a business on South Pinckney Street. Police say the thieves grabbed 9 authentic and signed NBA jerseys. The business owner says they're not sure how the thieves got inside to grab the gear. And Wisconsin's Department of Motor Vehicles says it handled almost 1 million license plate renewals and almost 1 million driver's license requests in 2024. For the year, there are just over 922,000 license plate registrations and just over 928,000 driver's licenses.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries this morning. We may see a little sunshine by late this afternoon with a high of 26 here on New Year's Day. The wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 14. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 23. Are you paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. That's 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:03 on Wednesday, January 1st, 2025. Dave Grant joining you from the Max FM studios. As you may have heard just a few moments ago on the ABC News, that there was an incident in New Orleans about 3 o'clock this morning. What we know so far, we do have a little bit of an update, is that a white pickup crowd drove into a crowd of people on Bourbon Street in New Orleans, killing at least 10 people and injuring at least 30 people. That is what we know at this point. In addition, the suspect in this case exited the vehicle, fired upon law enforcement. 2 officers were shot and injured, and they returned fire, and the suspect has been confirmed deceased. So again, this is breaking news out of New Orleans. A white pickup truck drove into a crowd of people on Bourbon Street. At least 10 people are dead, as well as 30 people are injured. And 2 police officers were shot by the suspect when law enforcement engaged with him. Law enforcement returned fire, killing the suspect. And again, so 2 law enforcement officials have been injured. 10 other people are deceased at this point in time, and at least 30 people are injured. We are actively monitoring the situation this morning. We will continue to do so. Myself and Wendy are going to keep tabs on this all today, and if needed, we'll provide additional updates. Stay tuned to 99.7 Max FM for further updates. Here's Hall Notes on Max FM.
No!
90s, and more. Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Wednesday morning. It is January 1st, 2025. Happy New Year's, everyone. I hope you're having a great day so far. I was not planning on being here today. Some things came up, and so you're stuck with me today. Emily will be back with you tomorrow at 7:10 a.m.
We're going to ask you tomorrow if you have a New Year's resolution. So we will talk about that tomorrow morning. So start thinking about that and if you're doing one or not. You know, I'm not going to get into what I'm doing or not doing yet. I'm just waiting for the coffee to finish brewing because I need a little bit of caffeine this morning. And so I did not stay up late last night. As I talked a little bit earlier, we had a low-key night. We had a nice seafood dinner here at home last night. Wanted to do something different with dinner last night, so that's definitely what we did. And then we sat down and watched a movie together and we had little things come up in the middle of that, but hey, that's okay. I was able to pick up right where we left off with the movie. And then, yeah, it was about 9 o'clock. We both look at each other. Yeah, we're not going to make it till 11 o'clock tonight or even 10 o'clock, unfortunately. Tried our best, but yeah, it just didn't happen. And then knew I'd be up probably early this morning. So it worked out well in the end. But guess what? We did get to see midnight thanks to some of our neighbors that decided to have their own fireworks show last night right at midnight. So yeah, wow, those things were loud. I was surprised though, the dog didn't bark. Normally when we have that, he gets a little amped up, a little upset, like what's all that noise out there this early in the morning? And so yeah, I was like, yeah, that was kind of interesting. I did not get up and go look at him. I was not that curious. It was nice and warm in bed, and I did not want to go watch the show. I could hear the show. It lasted a little bit, but hey, I got to ring in the New Year's with that early this morning. So it is what it is. It was interesting yesterday as well because I was working out of our new studios in downtown Bear, but we're moving to Third and Oak this month, hopefully, is our plan, and got to meet a lovely couple from Florida. They happened to be walking by as I was carrying in our new printer scanner device, and they were up and doing a little bit of vacationing in the area. So if they happen to be listening, I hope they're having a great day so far. They got a tour of our building because they had asked if it was a bank, and I said, yeah, it was at one point. And then it's now changed to the Great Day building. And then we also are in there as part of the Max FM studios. And so they got to tour the building. I gave them the nickel tour, as I like to call it. And one of the interesting things that is still in our building is the vault and the safe deposit boxes. And I got to show them something that was kind of unique because a lot of those safe deposit boxes had to be drilled out. And so something I'm not sure how all the semantics work with that. I assume they know who had those boxes, but some of the keys probably were lost over time and yeah, they had to drill them out. And, you know, I can't imagine how much work goes into drilling each and every one of those boxes that were drilled out. Now, the one thing I didn't do was count how many boxes were drilled out. I know there are quite a few. And I did not go through and check to see if there's anything in those boxes. I have had someone ask, well, did you pull them all out, see if there's anything in there? No, that's not my thing to do. But it's kind of a neat building to work in. There's a lot of great events that are going to be happening in this building as well. And it was just sneaking in there yesterday, just kind of looking over the square because all the lights are still up out there, and it's kind of neat to see. You do really get that Hallmark feel in downtown Baraboo as you're looking out the studio windows and just watching the cars drive by and some of the people that were walking. I was amazed at how many people were out and about yesterday. I thought that was kind of interesting, and maybe that's a normal thing on a New Year's Eve day. I haven't been out watching the windows that much to see before with my prior job, but yeah, definitely a lot of people out and about. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier, if you're looking to do something, Mirror Lake has their first day hike. That's at 11 a.m. It's a 1.5 mile first day hike, and they're going to have refreshments available, and they have a fire going to keep you warm. So if your goal is to get out and about today, that might be a good thing to do. As we've heard Sean Cable talk a little bit this morning, it is going to cool down a little bit after today as well. And so, you know, now's the time to get out and do that. And I know that I want to get out and do a few things today. I'm not quite sure what those things are yet today because tomorrow's a normal work day as well. So it's not like you can go out and get too excited about doing too much, but we'll definitely do something fun today. Just not sure what that is. Coming up, we will have a flock of seagulls on Max FM.
The wait is almost over. Reedsburg Area Medical Center's new physicians group is set to open on Monday, January 6th. As RAMC prepares for this exciting move, please note, Friday, January 3rd, the physicians group and RAMC Community Pharmacy will close at noon. Walk-in care will remain open until 7 p.m. that day, then close Saturday and Sunday. Monday, everything reopens in the brand new clinic right there on Ridgeview Drive. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, growing beyond the expected.
Looking for a great deal when going out to eat? Hey, this is Jess at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and we got some great deals going on all week at our ranch. Mondays and Wednesdays are senior days, where seniors get an extra dollar off the senior price on the buffet. Tuesday is kids' day, where kids 10 and under eat for free. And also Wednesdays is double points day at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch. Thursdays, we got to buy one large pizza, get the second one free. Give us a call at 768-5555.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at DonLarson.com and DonLarsonFord.com.
I know.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Welcome to you, day morning. It's time for a little pink on Max FM.
White knuckles and sweaty palms from hanging on too tight. Clench shut jaw. I've got another headache again tonight.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Wednesday morning, also New Year's Day. And if you're just tuning in, happy New Year's Day. I hope you're having a great day so far. Starting off a new year, you know, that's always something that is a little bit interesting as well, because you start thinking about, okay, what am I going to do this year? And then the first thing I do is I sit down in the studio here as I look up and I look at the calendar and it still says December. And so that means I either have to take that calendar down or see if it's one of those calendars that starts out in December and then has January on it. So, yeah, that's the first thing I'm going to do this year. I'm not sure what the deal with that calendar is. So, yeah, now I also have to remember if I happen to write a check to put in 2025 as well. Now, if you're looking for something to do with the kids this weekend, I've got the perfect idea over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. You can shop local and save big. We have a $24 family four-pack admission to the Baraboo Children's Museum. It is just $15. This is also a mobile device certificate, so you don't have to wait for us to send it to you. The Baraboo Children's Museum offers kids of all ages a safe place for educational fun all year round with 11,000 square feet of opportunities. This is also an indoor activity. So if you're looking for something to do with the kiddos this weekend that's inside to keep them busy, this is a perfect deal for you. For more information about them and this deal, you can go over to maxfmbigdeals.com. Coming up, we'll have a look at sports. That is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
8th-ranked Marquette off to a 3-0 start in the Big East after blowing out Providence 78-50 in Rhode Island last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. With last year's star Tyler Kolick looking on, this year's standout Cam Jones poured in 18 points and dished out 10 assists in the victory. The Bucks end a two-game slide coming from 19 down to beat Indiana 120-112. Giannis Antetokounmpo returned from a 10-day absence and poured in 30 points and pulled down a dozen rebounds. College football playoff quarterfinals, Penn State cruising to a 31-14 win over Boise State in the Fiesta Bowl. More quarterfinal action on this New Year's Day today. Texas takes on Arizona State. Georgia against Notre Dame, and Oregon squares off against Ohio State. Women's college hoops action yesterday. The Badgers fell behind by 21 in the first quarter and lost at home to Minnesota 59-50. Packers return to the practice field today, getting ready for their regular season finale against the Bears on Sunday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider, and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Morning, welcome again, Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. This week on Thursday, we have an antique consignment drop-off at our auction facility in Reedsburg from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. Check gavinbros.com for a list of items we'll be accepting. Also then next week, we have the George Albright Estate online-only jewelry and coin auction ending on Tuesday at 9 a.m. Real estate auction for property at 432 East Main Street in Reedsburg, ending Wednesday at 11 a.m. And then on Friday the 9th, we have a gun consignment drop-off at our auction facility, accepting firearms, hunting and fishing, and other outdoor-related items. That drop-off is on Thursday the 9th from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. From all of us at Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Gavin Real Estate, we'd like to wish you a Happy New Year and all the best in 2025. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling a type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
City weather.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries this morning. We may see a little sunshine by late this afternoon with a high of 26 here on New Year's Day. The wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 14. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 23. Are you paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. That's 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
99.7 Max FM.
Move yourself, you always live.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star, get the show on, get paid.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
All that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold.
Go for the moon.
Some hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Wednesday morning, January 1st, 2025. Happy New Year. I keep remembering that it's January 1st. And as mentioning earlier, write out a few checks. You got to make sure you do the 2025 on them now. I know a lot of people don't use checks. Hey, don't yell at me for that. It's just something that I remembered as we were sitting there talking about everything this morning. And then the whole calendar thing, it's just getting into the, used to, I should say, of it being a new year. It'll take me a little bit of time to do that. So, you know, in the last special programming on TV is I was looking through the channel guide this morning as well. And so that's kind of neat to see. There's some parades on TV. I don't know, maybe I'll turn that on in the background. Obviously, I won't have it on too loud because, you know, we're supposed to be doing this as well. And so that's one of those things that we'll see what happens. The parades are always good. And the Badgers, of course, are not in a bowl game. So that makes it a little bit tough because always looking forward to seeing them. And this is one of the first times they've not been in a bowl game in forever, to say the least. So it's a little bit weird today. So I did go out and look at a few of our celebrity birthdays day just to see who's out there. And this list is small on the celebrity side of thing. It is Poppy's birthday today. This is a multi-talented singer and actress and YouTuber. So, and she shows us that the weird is the new cool. So, okay, I can get down with that. You know, I will definitely say weird is not a bad thing. It is also Morris Chestnut's birthday. We have everything you need to know about this versatile actor, author, producer, Morris Chestnut. And, of course, this is one that is past birthday, obviously, but it's something that's definitely very important, is George Washington Carver's birthday. The most exciting facts about this African-American botanist and inventor who changed the world. So, yeah, definitely changed the world. Not a lot of celebrity New Year's Day birthdays. I was kind of surprised by that. There's interesting calendar days, and I'll talk with those about 8:40 this morning. There's definitely some interesting ones on this list, and some of them don't surprise me. Let's put it that way. But, yeah, definitely some interesting ones there, and I was surprised at just the few of the celebrity birthdays as well. So, as a reminder, today is a federal holiday. Banks are closed, of course. The post office is closed. You're not going to be getting any mail delivery today. So, not necessarily a bad thing, right? You don't get any bills to start the new year off anyway. So, yeah, that all resumes tomorrow. It's definitely a little bit weird to have a holiday in the middle of the week. And, of course, we had back-to-back holidays in the middle of the week, with Christmas being last Wednesday and now New Year's Day being today. One thing that does impact, and that is garbage and recycling in the city of Baraboo. So if today is your normal garbage and recycling collection day, that will be picked up on Thursday. Thursday customers will be picked up on Friday, and those Friday customers, such as myself, your garbage and recycling will be picked up on Saturday. The carts need to be out by 7 a.m. in order for them to be picked up. So again, all garbage and recycling in the city of Baraboo delayed by one day starting today. And then again, Fridays is picked up on Saturday. And for those that are wondering, yes, it is green cart and blue cart day, garbage and recycling. And I just chuckle because I know how full our recycling cart is. I just put some stuff in there last night, and yeah, there's no more room in that cart right now, but hey, not a bad thing. There's plenty of room in the garbage cart at least, but I have to remember to put it out Saturday morning. Well, actually, I'm going to put it out Friday night just in case I sleep in a little bit. That way it's out there before that 7 a.m. deadline. Coming up with Michael Jackson on Max FM.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hungry for a delicious deal? Pizza Ranch in Baraboo has you covered. For just $20, grab a medium pizza, small cheesy ranch sticks, and our famous cactus bread. Or, if you're feeding a crowd, get two large pizzas for only $25, your choice of single topping or specialty. It's a deal made for sharing. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open, too. Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and make dinner easy and delicious tonight.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Kick off your year with the Mirror Lake State Park First Day Hike. 2025 marks the 125th anniversary of the Wisconsin State Park System, and you can join them to kick off this year-long celebration at Mirror Lake State Park. A brief program to honor the 125th anniversary will start the event at 11 a.m., followed by a guided 1.5-mile first day hike. Refreshments will be available, and there will be a fire going to keep you warm. Again, this event gets started at 11 a.m. at Mirror Lake State Park at the Boat Launch parking lot. This is a free event, but a state park sticker is required. And with the holidays, many local businesses will have special events and operating hours. Be sure to check their social media pages and websites for details. And as always, swing by the local Chamber of Commerce sites as well.
Imagine walking into your home or office and everything is perfectly in place, calm, organized, and stress-free. How sweet would that be? It is possible and easier than you think with Sweet Sanctuary Services. Casey, your expert organizer, doesn't just clear your clutter. She transforms your space and your energy. From removing unwanted items to using feng shui to bring balance and harmony, you'll feel lighter and more focused. Visit sweetsanctuary.biz today and make life a little sweeter.
Hi, this is John from the Habitat for Humanity Restore. You won't believe the variety of items we have with all your household and remodeling needs. Lawn and garden supplies, tools, appliances, home decor, furniture, everything you need for your kitchen, building materials, lighting, electrical, plumbing, and more. Before you head to the big box store, try the Restore. Best of all, every purchase and donation helps support our local community. Shop, donate, volunteer at the Habitat for Humanity Restore in Baraboo and Portage.
Baraboo's favorite, 99.7
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Wednesday morning. Hope you're having a great day so far. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we're going to have a look at national news, some regional news, and a look at weather. Here is Stevie Nicks on Max FM.
No one. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.